Nicole's party.
On the morning of her wedding day, Nicole Kantos got a phone call from her fiancé. His name was Tasos. "I love you, Nicole," Tasos said. "But I'm really nervous. My legs are like jelly." "I'm a little nervous too," Nicole said. "Don't worry. Everything will be fine. I love you too." That afternoon, Nicole put on her white wedding dress and went to a church in New York City. At the church, she held a bouquet of flowers in her hands and waited. At the front of the church, a minister stood and waited. In the church, 250 guests sat quietly. They were the friends and family of Nicole and Tasos. They waited too. Everyone was waiting for Tasos. They waited and waited and waited. Finally, Tasos' best friend walked into the church. "Tasos isn't coming," he whispered to Nicole's brother. "He doesn't want to get married. He changed his mind." Nicole's brother told Nicole that Tasos wasn't coming. First, Nicole cried. Then she thought about the wedding guests. At a hotel near the church, 10 cooks were making dinner for them, and a band was getting ready to play music. "Tell the guests there isn't going to be a wedding today," Nicole told her brother. "But tell them there is going to be a party. Tell them to go to the hotel." Nicole went home and put on a black party dress. Then she went to the hotel. As the guests ate dinner and wedding cake, Nicole walked from table to table and smiled. "Thank you for coming," she told her guests. After dinner, the band played music. Nicole was the first one on the dance floor. She danced with her brother. Inside, her heart was breaking. But all evening, she never stopped smiling. Later, Nicole said, "I'll be okay. Something good came from this experience. I learned how strong I really am." At the end of the evening, Nicole's brother raised his glass and said, "Let's all drink to Nicole. She's a great woman. Someday a lucky man will marry her and she will make him really, really happy."